It's sports time.
Good afternoon, sports fans. It is Friday afternoon. No dad. Instead, we got Ezra. Ezra, the man, the football expert, the Giants man, the man of the Giants. Right now, he's got his Giants shirt on. Today, we ought to catch up football. So last night, Thursday night football, Eagles took it home 34-27. And a devastating game for the Packers. They had everything there, I think. They just couldn't convert. They had two times they were in the red zone at the goal line and they didn't score. And that game-losing pick.
Yeah.
I mean, Rodgers, that was not... I mean, he played well, but he just didn't play great. Ezra, what's your take on it?
I mean, Wentz had a spectacular game. He threw for a ton of yards. You see, Alshon Jeffrey, I don't think he's a bust, as people say. You know, I think he will be putting up some points on the board, you know. And about Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers was doing amazing. Like, he was putting up a ton of points. It was a very close game, but that interception, I mean, they had a chance, but
I wouldn't say that this game was because I would say that this game was going to go to overtime.
I agree.
If Rodgers hadn't thrown it, I ultimately was thought that if Aaron Rodgers hadn't thrown that, that would have been a Packers win in overtime.
Yeah, no doubt. About the Giants. Yeah, like, the news about Daniel Jones. Like, you don't know. Like, he might be a bust. He might be a Hall of Famer. You never know. Like,
you never know. That brings us to our next topic: Eli Manning. Hall of Famer or not?
I'm going to have to go with not.
Not a Hall of Famer?
No, because he did win two Super Bowls against the Patriots twice, but besides when he was in his prime, he has not been too good. Like, if you see the Hall of Famers, like, yet to be Hall of Famers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, people like that, when they're not in their prime, they play spectacular. Eli Manning's just not that person.
I feel like Eli Manning always has a trait that I feel like all other teams want, but the Giants didn't want, or shouldn't have wanted, that he's always going to get backup. And, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, like, Eli, get injured, but I'm trying to say, like, I think that the only way was either... I feel like we would have been playing new quarterbacks if Eli had gotten injured, because if we hadn't gotten Daniel Jones in the first round and Eli had played that game against the Bills, I still think that we would have Eli against the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
But I think because we drafted him in the first round, it was like the stud. But that's what I think is the issue. Like, we don't need to do that. Like, the Giants should see if he's playing bad, take him out. And I think they were just so connected to Eli because he'd done them pretty well, but I don't think he's going to be an Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, the Giants started Daniel Jones, which somewhat brought Eli, like, fully brought Eli Manning out of the game. Like, if Daniel Jones keeps on playing how he was playing last game, Eli Manning will just retire next year, no doubt. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the reason why they started him because they felt a lot of pressure that they just drafted a quarterback in the first round, and they felt pressure that they needed to start him because of all the Giants fans and, like, people not wanting Eli Manning to start pretty much.
I want Dave Gettleman's spot as the Giants GM. Listen, here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that Eli's not a Hall of Famer. He's not he wasn't good enough in other times. Yeah. Like, Manning, when he was in his prime, was amazing, but not in his prime, he wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Eli, not in his prime, because since 2000, what, since 2000, it's been how many years?
16.
4 years, and we've started 0-5 years, and we've started 0-2 most 4 out of those 5 years. The only year we didn't, we went to the playoffs.
Yeah, against the Pack, and then we lost a devastating loss to the Green Bay Packers.
All right, so.
But that's another story.
Now moving on, you know, we talk about the Giants a whole lot, but there are other teams in the world.
Oh, really?
Besides the Giants, yeah, I know. Now let's talk about that Jaguars quarterback, that's the name.
Gardner Minshew.
This man's got a Tom Brady story, all right? Starter Nick Foles is, I can't remember his name, but the Pats had a really good starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. And then he got injured, and he never played a game again because of how great Tom Brady was.
Yeah, what's his name?
Something Bledsoe, I feel like.
No. Yeah, Eric Bledsoe?
No, that's an NBA player.
Never mind.
Some person.
Yeah.
And anyways, Nick Foles gets injured, and this dude comes in, and he just absolutely does an amazing job. Like, and this isn't like, and like, there's not a whole lot of people around him that he's playing against. Like, he's playing with his top receiver being D.D. Westbrook, his running back Leonard Fournette tore his ACL last year. And so I feel like this is a Tom Brady story if he keeps performing this well.
I mean, as you said, so you just said that D.D. Westbrook was his
number one.
Was their number one receiver. But have you seen this man, D.J. Chark, out there? He's been balling.
I know, but we're talking week one. That's
fair,
D.D. Westbrook's
week. Yeah.
And nothing bad to D.D. Westbrook. He's a good wide receiver if he's not your best wide receiver.
Yeah. Like, he would be good in the slot.
In the slot. Even at the secondary, he wouldn't even be that bad. But the fact that he's your number one receiver, that's not much to work with.
Yeah.
Okay? And then, what's his name? Panthers, Keenum got injured. And then, Newton got injured. And what's his name? I don't... Nick something. This is the week of quarterbacks under 25.
Yeah, like,
this is the year everybody is getting injured.
Yeah, like
Breeze, Big Ben, replaced by Mason Rudolph, Teddy Bridgewater from Louisville, absolute stud. All right, you know, that's a little bit too far. But all I'm saying is Vikings fans right now shouldn't be the happiest because they let Teddy Bridgewater walk. He was on an affordable deal. Mm-hmm. And they would have re-signed him for half or less as much as they did Kirk Cousins. So just, and the Saints picked him up, cheap salary. He's played well.
Smart.
Now, the Jets, on the other hand, remember all that hype? Le'Veon Bell, Avery Bradley, Aaron Jones. On the Jets.
During the offseason.
In the offseason. All this hype. Wesley Woodyard. This is the squad. No. C.J. Mosley. That's what I meant to say. Jamal Adams. Leonard Fournette. Robbie Anderson. I mean, not Leonard Fournette. What am I saying? Leonard Williams.
Yeah.
You know, like, this was all the hype, and now they're 0-3.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, this is a problem. Like, Luke, the Jets really jump-started this. They were like, oh, my God, Sam Darnold, the man's not the worst rookie quarterback in the league. He's probably a stud. No, that's not what happens. He didn't even have a great year. He threw more picks than interceptions, but the ratio wasn't that bad. It was 15. Yeah, more.
Interceptions.
Wait. More touchdown. He threw more picks than He threw more picks than touchdowns, but only by one. So they thought that he was going to be amazing, but he's not.
No.
All right, they jump-started this. They were like, you're at level 3 at the end of the year. You don't move straight up to level 8. If I'm talking Let's see. That would probably fit with, like, any other, because Sam Darnold doesn't have, he's not at that level yet, and he doesn't have the greatest receivers. Of course, he always has a running back, but, like, there are good teams that could stop Le'Veon Bell, especially he's not as good as he was. He's still very good. But as you saw against the Patriots, he couldn't do anything. Patriots defense ranked number one in the league. Like, it's just the Jets jump-started their rebuild from a 1 to a 5. She is 4 months. Yes, we are walking the dog. She saw there. Yes, so they just jump-started their rebuild, and that's their problem. And now I feel like the Jaguars are going to do the same. Next year, they're going to be like, next year, they're going to bring in more players. And Jalen Ramsey wants to get traded. Ezra on that.
All right, so, you know, Jalen Ramsey's been their star, their gem. Like, it's been bringing the defense together, even though they have A.J. Boye. They have Calais Campbell.
Yeah.
And, but, like, Jalen Ramsey's been holding them together, and if you trade Jalen Ramsey, you're not gonna have another cornerback. Like, who do
I
they?
Mean, you have Boye, but he's.
But who's gonna be covering like the? Who's gonna? Let's say you're playing against the.
The Browns. Yeah. Two. All right. So Odell's on Boye. Who's on Landry? Exactly. You don't. They don't have that 1-2 punch. And if he wants to get traded. He is having another kid, very exciting for him, so he's going to be out either way. But now, what team am I talking Jalen Ramsey is going to go to? And I'm really thinking the Chargers have the pieces to move to do it. I think that if they were going to do something big, that would change them. Casey Hayward, Jalen Ramsey, and then just bring in a linebacker, and that defense could manage one of the best offenses in the league. And you know, the NFC is like flippity-floppity this year. So, really, if they work well, if they do the trade, the Jaguars said they wouldn't, but you know, you got to be open.
All right, I say that the Colts or the Steelers will take Jalen Ramsey just because, like, for the Steelers, Joe Hayden, he's like 50 years old.
I would say the Steelers would take it. I'm not really sure about the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, they're less of like. Davis and
yeah, like, but I really think what would be. I think it would be very good for the Steelers. You know, being a big Steelers fan, my mom's from Pittsburgh, it's because Ramsey's on the younger side, and I think that really matches the team on the younger side. So, yeah. Ezra, what do you got to say?
All right, last thoughts. How do you feel about James Conner?
Now, James Conner, I'm not going to say bust because this year it's been the problem with this year is that James Conner can't really perform because the team's just, as long as they're, because they don't really need to focus on Juju because their top corner's on Juju and that's it. So, like, normally there are other players, like a top tight end. Vance McDonald's been horrible this year. So they're not going to throw to him. They really don't have any other threats, and that's why James Conner is just getting all the targets. Like, last year, you have to have A.B., Juju. Vance was good last year. They had Jesse James last year. They had more threats, and they don't have that this year. So, Connor's getting attention he's not used to, I should say.
Also, like, they wanted to see what Mason Rudolph could do. Like,
I don't think he's that bad.
No, I totally agree. I think he could be like, he could have a similar career to, not as good, but a similar career to Eli Manning, if you think about it.
I would say I kind of see him as an Andrew Luck.
True. But I mean,
it's too early to tell.
Yeah, I mean, they wanted to see how Mason Rudolph could play, and they wanted to see who
they
like they wanted to see his threats and yeah. I mean,
all right.
All right.
Thank you for listening. See you next time. Bye-bye.